From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Hey, welcome to Beers with the Brewers.
Oh.
I'm back. It's good to be back.
We're here.
We're here. Walt, what's up?
Hi.
Adam.
Hello, Mark.
What's going on? Dan.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up? So, what is this?
This is Beers with
Neutron
the Brewers.
Neutron this
episode.
Week.
Neutron.
52.
Neutron. Number 52?
Sure.
Is that what it is? No. I don't even know if that's... We can fact check that later.
That's a year or so, right?
So we're going to drink some Neutron this week. Expect some melon, berries, citrus, bready notes.
All the flavors.
It's pretty delicious, yeah.
All of them.
I really dig Neutron this year. It's so good. Suggested pairings. We got jerk shrimp tacos with a melon pico.
Mm.
How about some blueberry chili? Get out of here with that. What's that mean? Blueberries and chili?
It's real. If I found it
Can
on
you
the
do
internet,
that?
It's real.
Oh, it's on the internet. Yeah,
at least one person has made it.
Everything on the internet's real.
Actually, there's also bacon involved, so I'm actually mildly curious about that one.
Will you make this?
I think so.
Do you have an instant pot?
God. Negatory. I've got a slow, regular pot.
Oh, yeah. That's what I like. Walt gets that instant pot because he likes it fast.
I like that. Instant gratification.
Adam... King still of the instant like pot. You can do an egg, hard-boiled egg, like nobody's business.
Yeah, or soft-boiled egg.
We could just not do either of those.
Had some They're instant pot broccoli this weekend at the in-laws. It's delicious.
Well,
steamed broccoli.
Ever since I returned my instant pot and Angelo received it as a gift with my name still on it.
Yeah, Angelo from Barley's has Mark's Instant Pot.
I changed my mind on it, returned it. It still had my name on it when he got it as a gift. First thing he saw was my name.
That's very kind of you.
You know, I like to give back. So,
give it back to Amazon.
What's going on down here at the LGs?
Oh, it's time for your weekly event update.
I'll tell you, cooler weather's coming.
It's already here.
Yeah,
man. Even. Hey, we got
it's like 29 degrees outside right now.
PSA for you birders: if there's ice, get off the bird. Don't do it; it's too dangerous.
But if you, the scooters.
Yeah, the bird scooter.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be an ice storm tonight.
If you're flying on a bird, that you would go above the ice.
Oh yeah, like an actual bird,
you wouldn't
would
have
be
to worry about
just
that.
Fine.
Yeah, I don't think the birds. There's many birds listening to this podcast.
Kind of cool,
true.
But
might not be many people after that exchange.
All right, so here's the event rundown. If somehow we're super timely and you are super timely, USA England match Thursday today at 3 p.m. So there's about a half an hour chance of you hearing that and getting here if you are very timely and listen to this podcast. But otherwise, Saturday, showing that Ohio State game against Maryland, last game before the big. The big game, we're going to be continuing the bundle deal we did last weekend. If you don't remember, that'll get you a six-pack of Skull Session, a Skull Session poster, and an Homage Land Grant Skull Session t-shirt for just $40. I think we're going to run that through Saturday, and that might be it.
That t-shirt is premium. Got mine on today.
So if you want to take advantage of that, get your buns down here for the Maryland game at noon on Saturday. Ray Rays will be cooking up food. We'll have lots of beer. And the weather should be terrible. So come watch with us. Flash forward to December 2nd. That's a Sunday. We're having our inaugural holiday enchantment here at Land Grant, both in the tap room and the beer garden. Santa Claus, I heard, is going to be here. His uncle, her cousin, Captain Beardcrumbs, here as well.
Is that Santa Claus's cousin?
They're somehow related.
Ooh. Black sheep of the family.
Purple sheep of the family.
Yeah. Santa Claus will be on the in the beer garden. Beardcrumbs will probably be at the bar.
As always.
Yeah. We're going to light up some lights, have some hot chocolate.
Live music.
Some live music, some holiday music. Chris and Rose are going to be handling the live music. Ornaments, wreath making.
Activities for the kiddos.
Yeah, so it's a family affair. We're going to get in like a Christmas tree lot down here, too. We'll see if we can get that together or not.
Like, I can buy my Christmas tree here?
Yeah, potentially. No promises, but we're
no promises,
on
but man, but you can at least
make a, you can make a wreath
sick.
At least.
You have a couple beers, pretend like you're taking a long time picking out a tree. That's an old Hans and Mark trick.
Yeah, and if you're worried about the cold, we're going to have some fire pits going out in the beer garden as well as on the patio, and then we'll probably have the heat on inside as well. So put it on your calendar. Come join us. Should be a lot of fun. Caroling. I don't know. Any sort of Christmas thing you can imagine we're going to be doing. So come on down.
So how about holiday hours next week for Thanksgiving? We going to be open?
We are. We are going to be, well, not on Thanksgiving Day, but on the night before Thanksgiving, which we all know is a big popular evening to go out and party down with all your buds from high school. We're going to be open a little bit longer than usual on a Wednesday night. We're going to be open 11:30 to midnight. So, yeah, if you're planning a fun night out before spending a long day with your family, we will be open.
And then Friday will be open at normal hours.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah, our usual hours, 11:30 to midnight.
Got some football on the TVs, some Ray-Rays.
And then standard hours until Christmas time. So
yeah, if you're sick of turkey, come on down and get some brisket, some pulled pork.
Or jerk chicken.
Or one thing you can do is you can get your holiday turkey from Ray-Rays. So check out Ray-Rays Facebook page for that.
Adam, you got that last
don't delay
year,
on that, though. They sell out.
Yeah, we did. We got the smoked turkey breast. It was just Lauren and I. And that I think it serves 10 or 12, so we were eating delicious turkey sandwiches for a couple of weeks, but it was probably one of the best turkeys I've had for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's not exactly cursed. That's awesome.
Then we went to Smoked on High. Shout out to those guys for their mac and cheese. That was one of our sides, so supporting the local barbecue.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to be my turn to be responsible for the turkey so I can take advantage of that eventually.
What's your guys' favorite part of Thanksgiving dinner? Huh?
The favorite, like
the
dish
meal, yeah,
or the
yeah.
Part of the day.
Part of the dish,
I'm
the
big,
meal.
I'm a big mashed potato fan. I mean, I like, you know, like the turkey.
Yeah.
Well, my dad makes some potato rolls where he mashes potatoes and it's part of the part of the dough, and those are awesome.
Going with that oyster stuffing. You got like a
oyster cracker stuffing?
Yeah,
or
where you put oysters in the actual stuffing,
good
the
man.
Dressing. Yeah, all it's right. Freaking amazing.
Cool.
That's my responsibility is making that too.
Yeah. I'm going with, I'll say my mom's pecan pie. Shout out to
Pecan pie. I have made,
I know it as the pecan.
I have
too.
Made the White Castle slider stuffing the past couple years.
Delicious. Yeah, that's
a Matt Chapman classic.
Actually good.
Shout out to Matt Chapman.
Yeah, and then, you know, the night before while you're making it, you have a couple sliders.
Hammer down some sliders. Not bad. How many neutrons would you need to drink to
neutralize
White Castles?
Neutralize the White Castle. Huh?
I think it enhances. I don't think it does anything
to
neutralize.
What's the crushability index on a White
on
Castle
some sliders after a few neutrons?
They have a couple events here. They have those new sliders, those like 17 or 1970s or whatever that has it's fresh, never frozen meat with tomato and lettuce, and then they also have the Impossible Burger sliders now too.
Yeah,
I actually don't think I like those better.
The
I think
Impossible
I like
Burger?
The stock standard.
Yeah, we got a little White
Swiss
Castle
cheese
about this time last year, Mark, in Ann Arbor, huh? Remember that?
True story. Yeah, driving around looking for this White Castle, did something to eat, forgot to eat. Had to get some food. White Castled it up.
Yeah, it's probably the only food you can trust up there, really.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Man, you ain't lying. Yo, what's up with that neutron?
You asking me a question?
Oh. Say, I'll jump in here. So, Neutron is a double IPA / Imperial by the Beer Association standards, which are 6 to 8.4% ABV, 65 to 100 IBUs. So in general, these will be just bigger, drier, hoppier versions of IPAs. Usually have some type of sugar adjunct in the kettle to dry them out a bit, as ours did. And Neutron, it comes in at 8%, 90-ish IBUs. Hard to say, cause we do kind of a weird dogfish-style hop every minute type of thing. with this. So, yeah.
Every minute?
I think it's from 15 minutes in, there's a hop addition every minute.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Continuously hop.
Continuously hop. Oh, man.
That has, speaking of dim hops, Chinook, formerly Idaho 7, now ID007, Citra Mosaic, Zithos, which is a hop blend, and Amarillo. And on the malt side, some Golden Promise, some Simpsons Crystal Light, and some Dextrose Dried Out. But this year on this, we decided, since we already have an English malt base, that we'd try our English yeast with it. And I think it really makes it pop.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good.
Dem hops, as you say, be slamming. Real nice.
So dang.
Jesus. Yeah, that's what all the Untappd reviews are saying. Dim hops, be slamming.
Dim hops.
Oh, yeah. It's good. I'll tell you, I was going to give it a zero crusher because I've been trying to cut back on beers, but I don't know. I think I got to up it from that a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
This is, man, it's a sneaky Pete. This is real crushable.
It's going to get you in trouble.
Would not advise having many more than two of these, though, for me, but, man, so good. Could drink a lot of this.
There you go.
Get that again.
Den hops be slamming.
Oh,
nice. Yeah. Got him.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Nigel.
that's Russell, that's English Australian male.
Oh, yeah.
That's Russell. Close enough.
He knows about them hops, man. Those Australian hops would be slamming for real. Den
hops be slamming.
Oh, boy.
What do you know about the name on this? What's the inspiration? Neutron. What's that all about?
Well,
you have to be so adversarial about it.
For Ohio State fans, at least Ohio State fans of a certain age, you can probably make the connection. But for non-Ohio State fans, and
so you mean for us younger folks,
yeah, for us young folks, you might need a little hint,
a little history lesson. Travel back about 10-15 years. Yeah.
So, story here is the original super fan, the Neutron Man.
Neutron Man
was.
Orlis King.
Orlis King. That was his real name. He occupied a certain spot in the stadium at Ohio Stadium.
It's pretty much front of B deck. He's probably in about 24, 26.
Yeah, the southeast corner.
Yeah.
Of the stadium.
Just, I was in 27C front of that for like 10 years. It'd be directly across from me.
At the, what was it, the end of the third quarter? Right before Hang on Sloopy, or
no? I think they just played it randomly throughout the game, kind of like they do now. But yeah, the band would play the Pointer Sisters Neutron Dance.
Yep,
yeah,
and he would get up and he would show the stadium how to do that dance.
Yeah, everyone would do, like, you just start hearing the band bum 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 bum, and then people would just stand up and turn around and everyone would look at him and he's dancing,
it's awesome,
and raising the roof. So
yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, he passed away while Walt and I were in college.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think it was our senior year, maybe?
Yeah, sometime while we were there. But it was something we always talked about, that we thought it, you know, they'd still play the Neutron Man dance. They'd still play that. They'd still play the song, the band. And it would have been a cool tradition if people would have continued that and looked to his section. But I know we always still try to do his little dance while we're at the games. Yeah. And some people look at us like we're crazy, and other people, I think, get it. But
yeah, and now instead they play Seven Nation Army 1,000 times.
Yeah, they play it a lot, which, whatever.
But he was really, he did that, but he supported the band, supported the cheerleaders. He raised a lot of money, gave a lot of his own money to both of those groups who historically didn't have the scholarships and everything like the football team did, even though people would really make the game day. So it wasn't necessarily just about him like a lot of these new super fans are. So it was something that when we were coming up with different beer names, a way that we could kind of honor his legacy.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, with that, this beer does have a charitable aspect to it, where it's a dollar from each six-pack we sell, and a dollar from each pint, 10-ounce pour we do in the tap room goes to the Neutron Man fund, which helps fund band and cheerleader scholarships.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
That's what I always heard. He owned a couple Ponderosa steakhouses too.
Oh, is that the is that the story?
Because everybody's like, "What's the deal? What's this guy's backstory?"
Right, he's got that Ponderosa money.
Yeah, owner operator Ponderosa Steakhouse.
Ponderosa Steakhouse still around?
I don't know if there's any around in this region. I don't know where you find it. It was kind of like a chain steakhouse.
No, I see them when you're driving around.
Okay. Sadly, I think there are two in Lancaster.
It's still there.
Got a monopoly on
They've all relocated to Lancaster.
Well, let me tell you how crushable this one is, Barry, but probably responsibly, better be thinking about that 8%.
Yeah.
Wow.
You might want to put that into a...
Yeah.
So I got a disclaimer. I had two of these on election night.
Ooh, that's a passionate night to be having a couple of
8%. Might have had a farm or two, too.
A passionate night?
Yeah, you know, like... And that was some fresh. Everybody's got opinions on this
split
stuff.
Split a payday case with Walt. We each got fresh fresh Neutron straight off the line. Yeah. It was delicious.
It was good. I think, I probably had two that night.
Yeah.
Too. Passions were flying.
You know what I'm talking about? Whether you're a D or an R, or whether you're just throwing away your votes.
Yeah, no. I mean, I know what you're saying.
Hey, everybody's rooting for their team, man. Everybody's rooting for their people.
I know, but... Saying it's a passionate night.
You want into office. Like, you don't throw any passion kind of into thought on voting.
I understand what you're saying.
Hmm. Come on, man.
Well, I'd go with the three.
There you go. Thanks for bringing it down, Adam.
I'll say two, three. But on passionate nights, I'll go three.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
In the full throes of passion, I would also say a three.
Man, it's pure pressure. You might bring me up. Nope, I'm staying down. Going with two.
Two, crusher for Mark.
2.75.
Yeah.
Odd restraint from Mark Richards.
Yeah, I know. I've been cutting back. It feels wrong. It feels
Dialing back that passion.
Man, it's so good, though.
It's good. Crystal clear. Crystal clear IPA.
It is crystal clear IPA. And
that's what we should have called it, crystal clear IPA.
Fruity.
There is crystal light malt in it, so that would have made sense.
Mm-hmm. Not the powder.
No, but that did occur to me when I read that. It's like crystal light.
You got some aspartame,
like
and
the lemonade
flavoring.
Fake lemonade. Yeah.
A little reddish hue, but nice golden color. And you get a little bit of everything in there. There's some of that nice melon and a little bit of berry esters from the yeast, and some a little bit of blueberry from the mosaic, and. I said there's a little bit of everything in there.
Yeah, I tell you that I really like the way that English yeast complements these beers.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing with it.
Yeah, on the hoppy ones, just keep something.
Would you say that you like the way it accents the beers?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an English accent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a snort.
And a snort. Who got the snort?
That was a pretty good joke.
Like that. I love it.
It's a good thing that snort filled in that deafening silence.
Well, I mean,
it's a lover of life that snorts. I mean,
that Walt does get a lot of practice with those. He does mention his two daughters on the podcast a lot. So
I'm a dad.
He's always dropping those, I assume, while he's...
Just all the time.
Yeah.
While mowing the lawn or...
While he's air
guitar. Making pancakes or...
While you're doing the air guitar, holding Margo in one arm, and like last week you were talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always. Playing guitar.
We got a question.
Oh, a question from a listener.
Matt Gray.
Good old
get
Matt
in touch,
Gray.
Matt Gray. We're reading your question.
Yeah.
So get on it. Get that t-shirt. So... however you send it to us, send us another thing, and we'll get you that t-shirt. Again, Instagram, Facebook, email, contact form on the webpage. Send us your questions.
Call Walt directly.
You call my line.
Hotline, Walt hotline.
We'll, if it's a good question, or really if it's any question, we'll probably read it on the air. And you'll get a t-shirt.
Who's reading this mess?
Yeah, question Matt Gray says,
Mark's in the host seat, so I thought he was going to do it.
I think Adam's a good podcast question.
No. Can we have the French-Canadian person?
Yeah, how do you think Matt Gray would?
Because you just copy and paste it.
Oh, yeah, copy and paste
what do you think, Matt Gray? We're going to utilize some new technology here.
New technology.
This is... So do we want English, Welsh? He's probably Welsh.
Well, they got to be able to understand it.
Yeah. Gerent. There we go.
Hi, guys. I've been listening to the LGU podcasts recently and was curious about the scale difference between the pilot setup you've often mentioned with the test batches and your standard setup for the regular beers, stiff arm, etc. Keep up the great work. Matt Gray.
All right. Well,
so I imagine a creepy Welsh. Look into our future Matrix level Matt technology Gray.
It's
there.
It's got a great Great Britain kind of a ring to it.
So, Matt Gray, Dan, do you want to take this?
I shall. The biggest difference is from an efficiency standpoint in terms of getting the sugars out of the grain. We are only getting 75 to 80% efficiency out of the pilot brew house, whereas we get 92%. Is our standard for the big brew kit. And also we're getting greater efficiency from a hop standpoint out of the brew kettle on the big system. So if we were to scale everything up linearly, generally the beers would be lower gravity and not as bitter. So we have to factor all that into account if we are doing a step up from the pilot system to the big system. But there's only been a few occasions where we've actually done that in general. The pilot system has been for playing with new concepts and processes and stuff like that.
That's it, Matt.
Yeah, there it is.
Thanks a lot for sending a question.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Here's to
Matt.
Thank
you, Matt.
So what would you have if you're down here at the tap room, 424 West Town Street, Thursday through Sunday?
Where you with Ray Rays?
Yeah, Ray Rays with Neutron.
Probably good with fries.
I think the fries might be the best one with the Neutron.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, oddly.
Even that fry sauce, the orange sauce, what is that?
Sriracha.
Oh, yeah.
Sriracha. Mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's good.
That's real good.
Vegetarian friendly for you vegetarians out there.
We're going straight fries. Don't worry about that jerk chicken this week.
They're waffle fries. They're really good.
Oh, here. There is a secret...
they might do the dirty fries. That's no one's going to stop them.
Secret menu item. If you're ever down here and want to order off menu, you can get yourself. I don't think they're named yet, but Vinny was the first one I saw order it. You get the you get the fries and you top them with the Carolina chopped pork and coleslaw. You got yourself some sort of nacho, Vinny nachos. I don't know what we're calling them.
You got yourself some sort of Vinny nachos.
It's
Vinny
pretty
nachos.
Solid. Though. You can order good,
that. It's delicious.
Yeah, I like it too. I'm sure they're going to love that this weekend.
I mean, it's not really different than just ordering a portion.
Yeah, go ahead and order some Vinny nachos.
Just say Vinny nachos and wink, and you'll either get what we described or they'll shoot you. So,
yeah.
I was just going to mention from a pilot perspective, well, in addition to Calabaza, our Imperial Pumpkin Beer.
Yeah.
And the Brute Glory, which is...
Freaking amazing.
Glory saved.
Just say it. Yeah, delicious. Glory saved. It's amazing.
Next week we will be having a Thanksgiving beer coming out.
Did I see it's called Thanksgiving?
That is the working title, yes.
Is that like a horror film or something? What is that?
That is a great B-horror movie about some kids that go home for college break and are attacked by a pilot batch turkey.
Wow. Pilot batch turkey.
Wow, pilot batch beer. What do they do? Go in the woods alone again? One of those? Each one,
I believe
one at a time.
Indian
yeah.
burial ground is involved.
Okay.
I haven't seen it in a while. But yes, it was brewed.
The first Thanksgiving.
it was brewed on Halloween, and it was a Thanksgiving beer, so I thought Thanksgiving was a fitting title for it.
Go for it.
I will say I did have a... ginger greenskeeper, lemon ginger maybe?
Mule.
Yeah.
It's something that Patty whipped up as a mule greenie.
Is that going to go on the infused app?
Yeah, it will.
Oh, yeah, look for that one. I had that this morning.
Sounds good. It's good.
It was delicious. A lot of good beers.
I think it might, maybe it's going on after the Blood Orange, whatever.
But we got
it's on the board. I can see it.
Oh,
I can
you
see
can
it.
Come down and drink that now. We got Bandwagon. This the new version of Bandwagon Hazy IPA got canned today, so that should be in stores Monday. Probably talk about that maybe next week. I don't even know when we're talking.
That could be next week on Tuesday.
Go Lakers.
Next week.
Yeah.
Special Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah,
podcast.
It's coming early at you next week. So you can play it at Thanksgiving dinner with your whole family.
Gather around.
Just say Alexa, play Beers with the Brewers Thanksgiving Bandwagon Podcast.
And it might work.
You're at your grandma's house. She doesn't have an Alexa, so it won't work.
And it'll probably be other side of Thanksgiving, but we've got a mole porter coming out on the pilot system as well.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Sounds good.
That's
yeah.
going to go with some mole chili. I already know.
Oh, yeah. Double it up. Double mole.
Maybe some enchiladas.
Man. You know, we haven't done many pairings.
I don't know. I think you're referring to enchiladas.
Enchiladas. Sorpresas.
Man. Let's crush some neutrons.
Yeah, come down, drink some neutrons, skull session, come down here, watch that Ohio State Maryland game.
It's going to be a good game.
A week away from that Michigan game, the big game.
The big game. That game. Cool.
Got 1 week to get our act together.
Calling it quits.
To the bartenders.
Yeah, got it. Thanks, Walt, for saying that for us.
No, this is bad. maybe
for next week.
Yeah,
next week. Save
Matt's gonna chime in here.
Tip your bartenders.
Nailed it.
Yeah,
got it.
Guest speech.
Oh yeah, more age appropriate there.
All right, have a great week.
Bye.
Down on that.
My name is Walt Keyes and I'm here to say.
That sounds just like him.
There it is.
That's it. That's Walt.
My name is Walt Keyes and I'm here to say.
So I sound almost like Justin.
My name is Walt Keyes and I'm here to say.
My name is Walt Keyes and I'm here to say.
That's it. That's a quote unquote French Canadian accent.
My name is Walt Keyes, and I'm here to say.
Oh.
My name is Walt Keyes, and I'm here to say.
This is just this is.
My name is Walt Keyes, and I'm here to say.
Oh.
My name is Walt Keyes, and I'm here to say.
That's one more.
My name is Walt Keyes, and I'm here to say.
There you go.
Waldo Key. What was that, Walt Birdo?
Waldo Keys.
Oh, Miguel. Miguel Keys.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Never gets old until it gets old.